I read a news article about a story in which a church in Holland saved a refugee family from Armenia who were sheltering in a local church. The newspaper says that every day the church held services continually for 96 days. Over 1,000 ministers from all over the countries had led the services to save the family. The father of the family was the leader of the opposition of Armenia and fought for the freedom of the country. Without the prayers and assistance of the church, the family would have been deported back to Armenia and imprisoned. According to the law in Holland, policemen is not allowed to arrest anyone during a church service. A minister who was leading one of the services said, "This is just the beginning. I hope that the church will help to support the minority in order to influence our society at this time." This reminds us of the role of the church. Some might wonder why the church decided to care for those who are from different backgrounds and ethnic groups. But our Lord Jesus says in Matthew 12:50, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." This means that believers of God are called brothers and sisters in Christ. They are God's family. As a family of God, it is natural to help brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever their background and or ethnic groups are. Here in our church, we are from different backgrounds and ethnic groups. And we are here to worship God, our Father, and serve each other as believers of God. For the past 2 weeks, we have been learning about the role of the church, which is to help people to come closer to God, the light of life, out of darkness. Peter said that believers of God were a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people belonging to God. Among these statements, today I will be talking about the theme of holy nation. Holy is hagios in Greek. It originally means different or other. For the believer, holy also means likeness of nature with the Lord, because it is different from the world. The fundamental meaning of hagios is different or set apart. Nation is ethnos in Greek. It means nation and the people of God. They are new spiritual nation, which is based neither on ethnic identity nor geographical boundaries, but rather on believing in their heavenly King, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is true King of kings and Lord of lords. Based on this, the term holy nation means believers of God who are different from the world of those who do not believe in God. In the time of Peter, those believers understood who they were and how they had to live and work for God. Today, here some might wonder what the idea of nation means for this congregation of people from different backgrounds. In our secular world, people and nations still distinguish their own ethnicity from other groups. And thus, we have seen many conflicts, arguments, and wars in this world. About 2 weeks ago, a mass shooting took place at two Christchurch mosques. Police confirmed that 50 people wounded and 50 people died. Many people were very saddened and wondered why this happened to our nation. It was sorry to hear that the man who killed those people hated migrants from other countries. However, we, our parents, and our ancestors are originally from other nations. All of us are migrants. And thus, we are to respect each culture, language, religion, and ethnic groups. I pray that our God will continue to console those who lost their family members and have mercy on our country, New Zealand. May God bless this nation. The nation in the book of Peter means the believers of Christ from any nation who follow Jesus as Lord and Savior. In our church, we have a similar problem to the rest of the world because so many of us are from different backgrounds and ethnic groups. The question is, how do we unite them? How do we unite? Here is a good illustration of the problem. There were a man born blind, another who could not walk properly. They encountered a very difficult road. The blind man said, "Can you help me to pass through the road? Because I cannot see." The handicapped man answered, "I am sorry, I cannot help you, because I cannot walk properly. However, if you carry me on your back, I can help you, because I am able to see. My eyes could be your eyes. Your foot could be my foot." The blind man carried the other man on his back and passed through the difficult road. I do believe that these two men are like our church. As you know, we have many people who are from different backgrounds and ethnic groups. Most of us have a variety of gifts and talents. If we help each other, we are able to get better moving forward in this world. Now I shall give you a general background to the book of Peter so that we are able to understand it better. This book was written during 63 and 64 AD. The Jewish people were ruled by Rome. Some lived in the land of Israel, while others in other places. In 64 AD, there was a great fire in Rome. Nero, the Roman emperor, blamed Christians for the fire. And thus, Christians were severely persecuted. For believers of Christ, Peter needed to encourage them to continue in the faith of God. 1 Peter 1 verse 11 says, "The Spirit of Christ predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow." Believers of Christ in the time of Peter suffered, but they had hope that they would overcome because they would be given much glory in the power of God. As you may know, the three themes of the book of Peter are suffering and hope and the glory of God. Peter wanted to give Christians hope. And what is hope? What is hope? Here is a good illustration of why we still need God's gift of hope. In the Second World War, a man and his son were put in a concentration camp in Europe. It was a very cold winter in 1944. One night, the man took his son to the dark corner of the camp. He had a light, which was used with butter, because there's no candle. He said to his son, "Man can live 3 weeks without food and 3 days without water. But man cannot survive one day without hope. Man cannot survive one day without hope. This light, which shines in the darkness, tonight is like God's hope. Believers of God need to have hope that God is with them and cares for them." The son nodded his head. Even though believers are passing through the dark tunnel, they do believe that God will take them to the light of God out of darkness. Some might have wondered if they could survive in the scary and evil world. But our God is still working and has sent the Holy Spirit, who will guide us to survive and come to the presence of God. Our Lord Jesus was sent into this world to save his people from their sins and to give them eternal life, so he is still working with us to succeed in this world. For this reason, believers of God are continually to keep this in mind, that God is with us and he is the light of the world, and he cares for us who are living in this world. And we wonder, how can we live as a believer of God and a holy nation? First, believers are to obey God and keep his covenant. When the people of Israel left Egypt and were on the way to Canaan, God gave the law of God at Mount Sinai through Moses. Let us read together the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. "Now obey me completely. Keep my covenant. If you do, then out of all the nations, you will be my special treasure. The whole earth is mine, but you will be a kingdom of priests to serve me. You will be my holy nation. That is what you must tell the Israelites." Even though this happened 1,000 years ago, our Lord is still talking to us. "You are my people, and you are my special treasure, and you are to obey me and keep my covenant." We may wonder, after all this time, how we can follow God and how can our faith in God be grown. And that is why we are here, to worship God every Sunday. During the worship, we praise God and commit ourselves to God through the Bible and understanding of the sermon. The service helps us to come closer and know more about God. There's a Korean proverb, 가랑비에 옷 젖는 줄 모른다. 가랑비에 옷 젖는 줄 모른다. It says in English, drizzle can make your clothes quite wet. Many a little makes a miracle. With our own slow and steady works, we are able to succeed. It also says, slow and steady wins the race. I have been attending church since I was 12 years old. I remembered going every Sunday. And these experiences really have helped me in my journey. When I found my life hard, the message of God encouraged me to continue in the faith of God. Once a friend of mine tempted me to go to a nightclub, but the Spirit of God reminded me of the Word of God, not to be in the place of the evil. The act of attending services rescued me from the darkness and guided me into the light of God. How can we live as a believer of God and a holy nation? Second, believers of God are expected to make their own efforts of fellowship with others. After Jesus ascended into heaven, many believers came to God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And they would often gather together to praise the Lord as we do here today. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 44 to 47 says, all the believers were together. They shared everything they had. Every day they met together. They ate meals together. They praised God. Every day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. This is the beginning of the early Christian church. Yonggi Cho, who was a previous senior minister of Yeodofil Gospel Church in South Korea, started with three people, he and his wife and his mother-in-law. The church has grown to 750,000 people and become the biggest church in the world. He said that the secret of the growth of his church was based on home groups and prayers. Based on my research, I have come to know that the success of many churches have been due to the home groups. And thus, we have encouraged church members to join in home groups, growth groups, or to start a new one to help to grow the church. As well as growth groups, we encourage our church members to continue to lead and join in their prayer meetings. Children, youth, cross-cultural, global mission, music team, and other ministries here in our church. How can we live as a believer of God and holy nation? Third, we are encouraged to preach the gospel in season and out of season. These are our evangelisms and missions of which the churches has many. The book of Matthew 28 verse 18 and 20 says, Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them, teach them to obey everything. I am always with you to the very end. I believe that evangelism and mission are significant ministries in our church, because Jesus and his disciples made their own efforts to preach the gospel to the world for the past 2,000 years. And from this, our Christians have grown. Here in our church, we are doing our best through our church ministries and outreach, such as Many Music, Playgroup, New Migrant and ESOL, growth groups, holiday programs, and barbecue church and others. I want to conclude our sermon. Even though we are from different backgrounds and ethnic groups, we are one in Christ. We are one in Christ. As believers of God, we are told to obey God and are to engage in His ministries and to preach the gospel until our Lord Jesus comes back. May God bless you and your family members and your ministries. Let us pray to our Lord. Almighty God, thank you for taking us out of darkness into the light of God. Help us to obey God and follow the law of God at all times. Help us to engage in your service and a variety of ministries. Encourage us to preach the gospel to those who never heard about Christ. Thank you, Lord. Bless all of those who are in this church. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jacob.